my only dad was the only starter on the floor that made was on that five. So
you guys could tie the Carver Hawkeye record for consecutive wins tomorrow. Just talk about.
Is it 20?
It's 21.
21.
Yeah, just talk about, you know, that's out there, and now that you do have a home court advantage, how much that is going to help in this.
It definitely helps. This league's all about. You know, in order to win the Big Ten championship, you have to beat some of the top teams on the road. So if you have a good home court advantage and you can take care of home and then steal on the road, that's how you get a great seeding in the tournament. That's how you win the Big Ten and stuff like that. So if we keep holding our own at home and we play well on the road, we'll have a good chance, and it'll be great to be a part of history if we can break the streak at home.
Zach was just talking about how you guys went back and watched the tape of that Big Ten tournament game last year. How difficult was it?
Yeah, that sucked. I played terrible. We all played not as well as we should have, but just, you know, small plays that were just, you know, looking back on it were so dumb and so, you know, pivotal to the turning point of that game. We're up double digits in the second half and we give it up, and, you know, it kind of eats at you and it kind of gets you excited to play tomorrow and kind of make up for it.
Coach was talking about how he feels the big difference as far as being able to get a win tomorrow night is just not turning the ball over. Is it really as simple as that when you're going against a team like Michigan State, or is there more to it as far as what you have to be able to do down the stretch?
No, it is pretty much that simple. You get good shots on offense, and you get back on defense and don't let them score in transition. You know, the first thing I said was that they get, you know, about 30% of their points in transition and off of turnovers. So as long as you're getting good shots and you're holding your own on the defensive end, we should have a good shot at it. And but that's easier said than done, because, you know, that's what they're known for. They shoot gaps. They're very physical on the ball. Everyone knows going into the game that Michigan State's going to be in the gaps. Everyone knows that they score in transition. Everyone knows they're going to be up in the defensive end. They still get what they need to be done, and we just have to take care of it.
How big is it to get a big win on the road at Northwestern after losing that game against Michigan? Coming into this game, you know, you lose two in a row, it's a lot tougher than if you go on the road, you lose one, then you win one, you're coming back home.
Yeah, I mean, it was important because they had won three out of four. They were playing well. Obviously, we needed to get back on the right track after our loss at Michigan, and you can't let one loss turn into two, and you just got to start a new streak after you lose and get right back after it and learn from your mistakes, and I think we did that on Saturday.